Welcome to the Casual Fridays REI podcast, where you'll learn about the wildly profitable niche of land investing. Active land investors Adam Southey and Justin Sleva are here to share their experiences with you so that you can learn how to build massive cash flow and huge profits from this highly lucrative niche. So without further ado, here are your hosts, Adam Southey and Justin Sleva.
What's up, everyone? I'm Adam Southey, here with my co-host, Justin Sleva, and this is the Casual Fridays REI podcast. Today's topic comes from a post that I saw on Facebook regarding how much is too much to be spending on certain aspects of your business. Before we do that, though, let's talk about the Casual Fridays land flipping blueprint. Guys, if you're thinking about getting into this industry, this is it. This is the course you want to buy. Justin and I spent months doing consulting calls and helping people out before we ever put this course together. So what's that mean for you? Well, for one, because we've done so much consulting, we know where people get hung up and we've addressed those issues in the course. But also, you've got two experienced land investors who came together and took the best parts of each of their business and laid them out for you in an easy-to-follow video format. So if this excites you and you're thinking about getting into this industry, all you've got to do is go to our website at www.casualfridaysrei.com, click on the training tab, and book a call with us. We just want to get to know you a little bit. We'll tell you all about our journey. We'll tell you about the course, and then we'll answer any questions you have. The whole thing should take about 20 to 30 minutes, and that's it. There won't be any pushy sales tactics, and at the end of the call, if it's a good fit, great. We'd love to help you get started and see you reach your goals.
How's your week been?
It was a rough weekend. Yeah, everybody's sick in my house.
Always sick.
We just talked about this, but yeah, my girlfriend works in the ER. She's always bringing something home, so we're fighting it, but we're good. We're better now.
We're going to have to get her some hand sanitizer at the door so she can hit that as she walks in.
Yeah, she says she uses it at work all the time, but I don't know. I'm going to put it on all the hallways around here.
Yeah, and is her hands dry? Because if they're not, she's not using it enough.
I don't know.
Yeah, we'll check, because like, sister-in-law's hands, she's a nurse, and her hands get like dry because of so much alcohol they're putting on it, washing all the time.
Oh, wow. Well, I know she's like crazy germaphobe. She even puts the gloves on to pump gas.
What?
Yeah, she's the freak. I'm like, I don't want to see her put that.
She puts gloves on to pump gas?
Yeah.
Wow. That's something you see on Facebook about the topic we're going to do today.
Which is, are you being a cheapskate?
Yeah, so if she was being a cheapskate, she wouldn't have gloves.
If she was being a cheapskate, she wouldn't have gloves.
So she'd be screwed.
Yeah.
Germophobia at his best.
Yeah. No, I'm actually bringing this up because it was a post I saw on Facebook where a guy had asked a question. He said that he was looking for data and he had called the county and they were going to charge him $300. And he wanted to know if that was okay. And someone chimed in and said, well, if they're giving you 3,000 records,
it's great.
That's good. And he came back and he said, whoa, you know, that's too rich for my blood. He was like, you got more money than me. I couldn't imagine paying that. It was something along those lines. That's not verbatim. Don't quote me on that. But that's essentially what he said was 10 cents per data was way too much. And that it struck me when he said that because the first thing it told me was he probably didn't have enough money to be doing this business in the first place.
Yeah.
And then second of all, how's he building his list, or at least a big enough list to mail to, if he's not willing to put any money in it, then he's spending way too much time on it.
I'm actually speechless to this. I'm like, okay. When you hear about people and some of the questions they ask you, like, oh, that dude's going to be successful or that chick's going to be successful. This guy's not going to be successful. He's got to get past that. I got to spend a little bit of money. I mean, you're investing in your business. And do you want to make a $1 million business or do you want to make a business that you do one deal and you're just kind of like, meh?
I mean, I get it because when I started this business, I didn't have any money also. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to be really frugal, but I knew that that's just not something you could skip on.
Yeah, that's your lifeline.
Yeah,
that's how do you make money in this business? You buy property. How do you buy property? You're shopping wholesale for deals, or you're mailing your own leads and trying to generate them. So I'm perplexed right now.
I mean, I know that you can get out there and build a list for free, right? But is it worth your time?
Yeah,
especially when data is 10 cents.
Yep. I mean, we have access to data that's 5 cents to 10 cents. You know, RealQuest, the CoreLogic company, is great for raw rural land. It does really good. But we also use DataTree, which we use for houses and things like that. And I like that better for houses just because of the values are a little bit better on it. It's a First American company. So you have multiple options there. But man, just to say, well, they're going to charge me, I'm not doing this.
Yeah. And I I don't want to beat up on this guy, right? Because, like,
I kind of do.
I mean, we're not here to put anyone else down.
No,
but
we are transparent.
That's the thing, is people have said they like our transparency. So yeah. If we're being transparent, I want to tell this guy just pretty much suck it up and
find a new job. I mean, like, think about this, right? So if he's going to go wholesale houses and he's going to go buy data, or he's going to go knock on doors, what is it worth to you to go knock on a door? Is it worth a dime? Would you pay your kid a dime to go knock on that door and say, hey, do you want to sell your house?
I wouldn't want to put my kid through that.
I'm just saying. There's a price point that you would pay somebody else to do that, right?
Yeah.
So that piece of data, that lead, is a dime. Mm-hmm. Then you're going to mail the letter. It costs you 55, 59 cents, depending on if you're a member of Land Academy or not. It offers to owners. Click to mail, I think, is a buck. It's up there as well, and there's some other offers out there that are ranging that 60 cents to a dollar. So what is it worth to you?
No, I agree. And, I mean, as a business owner, like, where do you stop with that? I mean, because if you're not willing to spend money on data, you probably don't want to spend money on other tools for growth.
Yep. I got Google Earth, but I don't know where the property's at on Google Earth.
Yeah, Google Earth is not easy to pinpoint your exact property.
No, you could use EarthPoint, which is free, and it'll get you down to the quarter of the section. So you're down to, you can get down to 10 acres, and if it's a 2-acre property, you know you got a 1 in 5 chance of being right.
but, I mean, that goes into, like, pictures for land, right?
Yep.
I mean, are you being too cheap to get pictures? I've paid $25 for photos, and they were just as good as some of the photos I've paid $400 for.
Yeah, Beth, one of my transaction coordinator, she's just got some photos of a picture of a property in Washington. She paid this guy $75 to go out there. It was like 5 inches of snow, and he drove up there, and he's walking out there, and he calls it. He FaceTimes us, and she's at the office with me. So I'm like, I slide around the computer. She's like, he's on FaceTime. So I slide around the computer to look, and he's like, are y'all sure y'all going to pay me? You know, the guy's freaking out, but he's like, well, it's like a huge cliff, guys. And we're like, well, we knew it had some topography. So he went and he goes, hold on, there's a rock right there. I'll get up on top of that and take pictures. The pictures came back gorgeous. And it was $75, this guy with a cell phone. You know, you can find deals out there and what it looks like and how it does. You don't have to pay a professional photographer $350 and get a drone video. I'd suggest it on a higher dollar property. But if you got a $1,000 or $2,000 piece of property that you're going to sell, and you got a guy that's local that's going to take a cell phone out there and do it for $25, $50, spend the money.
No, absolutely. I've seen those photos you were just talking about. They'll sell the property.
Yeah, yeah. It looks like a winter wonderland right now. It's like, dang, that's kind of cool looking.
But what about other things? Like, I saw another post where a guy said that he wanted to sign up for Actum to do his ACH payments, mm-hmm. but to become a member of Actum, you have to have an LLC, and he said he wasn't ready to invest in becoming an LLC.
Okay.
So therefore, he couldn't automate his payments, which means now he's going to have to either have a check mailed to him, which he'll have to deposit, or mm-hmm. he's going to have to pick up a check from the post office and then drive it to the bank. I mean, there's just, like, to me, that's another thing that you should probably spend money on. Like, you don't need an LLC to do this business, but if that's what it takes to help automate your business so that you can grow, it should be another thing you add.
Yeah. I mean, I think when we went through Land Academy, they said, I'll do your first 10 deals before, make sure this is right for you before you build an LLC. You know, there's some protection there. If you're doing it full time, you're going to set up different tax entities. We're not going to go through all that, but it's important to have the steps in place and know where you're going. And if you're really going to take this serious and you know that, hey, one day I'm going to need this piece of software and you could use it now, but you can scrape by, you know, at the first chance, invest back into your business and get that.
Yeah. And, that's like using GeekPay, right?
Yep.
Your first one's free.
Yep.
And so that almost seems like a no-brainer.
Yeah. Gets you on a juice.
Yeah, it does. And then in your next one, of course, I think it's $99 a month.
Yeah.
So just go get a note that's higher than $99 a month, and now you're still doing better.
Yep. No, I bought the whole year to get it cheaper. It was like $1,040 for the whole year, GeekPay, for unlimited.
I don't think that was an option for me.
Yep. I set that up a couple months ago because I started transferring my notes over there, and I couldn't get all my notes because I was servicing them myself. And when I saw that, how easy it was for you when you set that up, I went ahead and set it up because you can use Stripe with it or MoonClerk.
Yeah.
And it sets right into it.
Yeah, GeekPay has several different options. And I'm telling you, for automating your payments, for me, it's been the drastic change. I love it.
Yeah, I don't have problems with that. But again, it's investing in your business, knowing what you want your business to do and having the tools set up to do that. And that costs money. Unfortunately, it does.
Mm-hmm. But this is a business,
yeah,
right? So you need to be willing to spend money for growth.
Yep.
And I know that's tough. Like I already said, that when you're brand new and you may not have a ton of money, but what's the big picture here? Are you looking to spend all of your time doing menial stuff that doesn't contribute to the growth of your business? Or are you looking to build something that works whether you're there or not?
Yeah. And you're kind of leading into the next point, you know, are you willing to pay people to do that job? Okay, and what roles can they play? You know, is it from somebody that, you know, we both used a Craigslist poster in Bangladesh, did a pretty good job. He was cheap. We weren't posting 50 things a day. He was. Mm-hmm. His team was. And so we paid them for that.
Yeah, and I still use him. I mean, I am not going to sit down and pump out Craigslist ads all day.
Yeah.
I'm not going to. So paying him is worth it.
Yeah.
You know, and I get a lot of leads off of it. And it's something I don't have to do. I just have to respond to the leads. And
it automates that side for
it
you.
It automates it. Yeah. Yeah. The work is done.
You know, we had some VAs do some work for us in the Philippines. And I think a lot of land investors use them. But, you know, they were cheap. We bought a bunch of credits from them at $3. And they had a special going there trying to build a new building. So they needed to put a bunch of funds in for it. And so they offered a sale. So we bought a bunch of credits so we could use that. And, you know, if we get to a bunch of those little websites, don't really feel like posting all of them, we'll just call her and say, hey, take this website, who's my ad, put it on all these other websites, and they do it. And they build your payment links and everything for you. It's easy. It's great. And it's $3 for an hour.
Yeah.
I mean, what's your time worth?
Yeah. Mine's worth more than $3.
Yeah.
Maybe four.
And finding that lead is more than a dime. It's worth that for me.
Well, this is the same with the answering service, right? I mean, if you're a Land Academy member, Pat Live is $140.
Yeah, something like that.
You're not going to beat that.
No.
They are 24/7. Answering your phone. They're really nice. They're professional. They email you the lead. That is money well spent.
Oh, yeah. That's the first thing you should do before you send your first mailer. Because once you answer the hate the first time, you will, and you've talked about that on the show, Adam, is wanting to quit after you get that first round of hate.
Yeah, I know a lot of people who have had that same feeling, yeah. Right? I mean, Jess.
Yeah, she quit. She did quit. She listens to the show now, and she tells me that she's like, man, I'm excited about it again. I kind of want to get back in. I was like, sorry, I'm not paying you.
You can answer the phone.
You can answer the phone. Nope, she's not doing that. But she did an amazing job on the due diligence stuff. I'd come home, and she'd have every tax record, everything picked up, and it was like I could walk into this conversation with, you know, just different points to negotiate from. And that's a good thing about going through and looking at some of that stuff on the back end and having those tools in place. I mean, we used some obscure softwares that worked because ParcelFact wasn't around yet. We didn't know about Parlay. MapRight wasn't around at that time. And we were using a tax delinquency or tax folder for GIS mapping, and it would tell us what their taxes were. It would give us a list of back taxes, and we were paying, I think it was like $20 a month for it, but it gave us where the properties were in those counties because there was nothing else there. And so that was just one of those things. She'd put it on that. She would know, hit all the neighbors around it. So our neighbor letters just went that much faster.
Oh, neighbor letters is another thing. I mean, neighbor letters are cheap, and yeah. I have sold multiple properties on that. So, and I know that's not something we really talked about, but.
Yeah. It's just one of those extra things. It's like, it's going to cost a little bit of money. It's going to cost you $5 in the afternoon.
Yeah. They are time consuming. Like every time I do a neighbor letter, because I haven't figured out a way to automate it. I'm like, I'm never doing this again. This took way too much time. And then I get a sale of it. I'm like, neighbor letters.
Yeah, neighbor letters. They work. Yeah. Now you could automate it, but you just don't want to build the software to do it.
I got better things to do than build software.
Yeah. Oh, man. What am I going to do for a tech guy?
I'm our tech guy.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not losing you. I'm not losing you then.
No. Okay. I mean, the tech that I do for us is like push play and edit out heavy breathing. That's...
You just like hearing me whisper in your ear.
Nope.
You keep going back to that. Like you always talk about it, and you said you thought about it all week.
Let's correct that. I do not always think about that.
Did you think about it this week?
In a creepy fashion.
Like, so you still thought about it. I was on your mind.
That was like a nightmare.
I was on your mind.
Yeah. For those of you who don't know, last week when we were shooting, Justin was like in a really good mood, and he was breathing into the mic into my ear like a...
Because we wear headphones.
Yeah. We're wearing headphones. It was a little much.
It was a little much for him. He's not secure with his love for me. It makes him nervous.
Okay, with that, let's...
What was the biggest investment you think you made in your business and it had the most impact for you?
I love Pat Live.
Okay.
And it's not even that's a huge cost, you know, but there's things that you like and things you don't like about your business, and answering those initial phone calls are the things I don't like. Mm-hmm. And so spending $130 a month for Pat Live is amazing, right? They call... They get chewed out, or they don't, however they handle it. And then they email me
the results.
The results.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Right. $130. I would pay that all day. In fact, we used to pay more than that before the Land Academy discount, and it was still worth it.
Yep. Yeah. No, I think that's got to be one of the biggest ones for me as well. There's one other one in Oklahoma to get data for the previous deeds and stuff. I pay $25 a month for that up there, which I haven't actively shopped Oklahoma with a mailer for myself in about 8 months, but I've still paid that because through Plum, we get a lot of properties back there. I've got some people working that area. And you know, it's there's no better feeling than when you get a newer guy comes in and he doesn't know much about his property that he's sending you. He's like, hey, I got this. He gives you an APN, you look it up, and then you run through and you find some issues that you know are going to be issues in the chain of title, and you start asking them those questions. Well, they get the information. They have the ability to go back with a pointed conversation to the seller and say, hey, this is what we see. What does this mean? Where is it at now? Because we found one that would, the map on like Parcel Fact and Google Earth was from like 2014. So it looked great, heavily treed. I pull up all the deeds, and it had a timber lease or something like that put on it. And it was to pull any tree off that was marketable timber. And well, it was a year after that. So without knowing what that property looked like, I'm like, hey, we might want to spend $50 to get somebody out there and get some pictures of it. And he's like, and how did you find that? And it's just being able to go through that data and spending that little bit of money. Is $25 a month a lot of money? Nope. But if you're talking about only having $1,000 or $2,000 in your checking account, you're trying to buy property with that, you're trying to get mail out, you're trying to do all this other stuff, that's a drain at some point. But at the same time, it's cost of doing business.
You just reminded me, do all properties put timber in the deed if it's been done?
No, this one, if the timber company buys it, gets a timber lease with it, they will put that in the chain of title of the deeds because they have to report it to the county. And normally it's something like, hey, we're going to come get timber, all marketable timber. We're going to pay X amount of money for this, and we have 1 year to do it from this date to this date, or 3 years or whatever the term is.
Gotcha. Yeah, I was thinking about that because I had a whole bunch of offers come back in Arkansas, and they looked great on paper, but all the trees have been cut off, and I couldn't really tell. And I didn't know how to.
Is that the one we went and saw? It was like clear cut. And the lady said, oh, we had some timber pulled off.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was 60 acres or 70 acres, just clear cut.
No, it was like 130 acres.
Oh, okay. It was two properties, though. It was two different APNs. That's right.
Yeah. And it was a killer price. And I was like, man, we're going to not.
This one's home run.
Yeah. And then all the trees are cut down or broken half. And that was a mess.
That's kind of the. You know, that's sometimes when you spend some money to get the photographer out there before you actually pull the trigger. You know, if you can get somebody out there for $50, $100, it's cheap insurance.
Yeah, I always think about We Go Look. Mm-hmm. I think it's $60, and someone goes out there, pulls a does a property report for you, and gives you their.
Yeah, you have to be careful on theirs though, because they have to be within so many miles of a fire department. Yeah, there's some loopholes in We Go Look, because I tried to run it in some properties I couldn't get a photographer out to.
Interesting.
And then they're like, well, we're starting to work on that, but it has to be X amount of thing. It has to be off a certain type of road. I mean, there's some hidden clauses in there.
And I always wondered if they actually stood, like if they, you got to trust them at that point that they actually went to the exact GPS coordinates and stood on your property, but it is an extra set of eyes.
Yeah, no, it is. And one of those, a little trick that we do when we send somebody out, we don't really know that well. We either have them call us while they're out there or have them screenshot their Google Earth with them out there on it. And you'll see right where their pinpoint location is.
Oh, nice.
You can't fake that one.
That's a good tip.
Yeah, it's free.
Okay, we're getting kind of long here. Let's summarize real quick.
Okay, so when you're spending, there's good money and bad money when you're trying to grow your business. So make sure that you're not weighing yourself down by not spending some good money, like some cheap like data. You know, you're not going to be able to find deals. You can find some, but you're not going to be able to find a lot of deals to make your business viable if you're not going to be willing to spend money on some data. You're going to be limited to counties that are only going to give it to you for free.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's probably the biggest point here. Don't be afraid to spend money, especially when it's cheap money that's going to move the needle in your business.
Yeah. No, I'm glad you said that, because you have things and resources like that Fiverr, Upwork. You know, you want this cool logo for your business. On Fiverr, you can get somebody to draw for $5.
Yeah.
And that's not a lot of money, and it makes you feel good about yourself.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else?
No.
All right, guys. That's it for today then. Just a couple things before we go. Tickets are still available for our meetup with the Texas Land Investors Live. If you haven't heard about it yet, we are hosting an event on March 2nd here at Topgolf in Fort Worth, Texas. It's going to be an amazing event. We're going to go over all things land related. We'll have breakfast, lunch, and dinner. We've got guest speakers, a live podcast, and then we're going to end the day with a two-hour Topgolf social. You can get all the information you need on our Facebook page at Casual Fridays REI. And while you're there, make sure you like the page. Then go over to Instagram and follow us on there. And then last but not least, please go to iTunes, go to Stitcher, go to wherever else you're listening to us, and like, rate, and subscribe to the show. And that's it. Okay, guys, we'll see you Wednesday.
Thanks.